السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider and protector and control of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, companions, upon every single brothers and sisters who followed, who is following, will follow the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers and sisters, is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us to reach this month of Ramadan once again in our life. Our many brothers and sisters who were with us last year, they did not get this opportunity to reach this year the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we reached almost now 9-10 days is done. So fast this month is departing from us. It's so quick. Another 20 more days, it will be done. May Allah give all of us the ability, the tawfiq, to maximize and benefit from these months. And these are moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless a believer. So a person who make use of these moments, this opportunity, is the most wise person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. And this month is great month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this month. And ulama karam explain certain reasons. Allah says this month is a great month because the greatest night is placed on this month. It's the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, which is greater than 1,000 months. And the Laylatul Qadr becomes the greatest night, greater than 1,000 months, because inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, that we reveal the Quran on that night. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced about the month of Ramadan, He doesn't say the month of fasting. He introduced by saying that shahur Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Month of Ramadan, we are in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed the Quran. Quran is a living miracle, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest blessing upon this ummah. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a blessing and rahmah for the believers. And it is a cure for our heart. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ. It is a guidance and mercy. So the Quran was revealed in the night of Laylatul Qadr. So the Laylatul Qadr became the greatest night, greater than 1,000 months. And Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, and month of Ramadan became great month. Ramadan al-Mu'azzam, the greatest month. And just imagine when we have a close relationship with the Quran, what happens to us? If the Quran enters our heart and we have a very close relationship, association with the Quran, then just imagine what happens. With Quran, it's a journey. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the 23 years of his entire life, you know, from the time of the prophethood until the completion, the Quran was revealed time to time. It was a continuous journey. The entire Quran was revealed in the night of Laylatul Qadr to these heavens of this world. Ulama Kiram explains that what happened on that night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah gave the amana, the trust to Jibreel alayhi salam. And it was in Lawhul Mahfuz, and it is there. And time to time Allah commanded, okay, take this ayah and go and hand over this ayah. And then the script was there. Even in Surah Baqarah, Allah doesn't say this book. Allah says that book, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, because still it's not completely revealed. It says ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي, that book. ذَلِكَ is a something which is in distance. هَذَا هَذِهِ, only something which is close by. He says ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, didn't say هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, he said ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that means the kitab which is in the heaven, that was referred in Surah Baqarah in the beginning. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, still it was revealing. So when it comes to Quran, one of the main purpose, our ulama kiram, even, you know, fuqahas, normally they say less than 3 days you should not take to complete the Quran. I mean, that's the shortest period you should take to complete the Quran. But when it comes to month of Ramadan, we have so many stories of Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, and the great Imams. What they used to do is that last 10 nights, every single day, they used to complete one Quran. And they give explanation, less than 3 days, it is just with understanding of the Quran. When you read through, you give more time so that you can understand. So 10 Jews a day, month of Ramadan, they dedicated most of their time in the recitation of the Quran, learning the Quran, understanding the Quran, and then dua. This was their most dedicated, their time was mostly allocated in the Quran. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to repeat the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam every Ramadan. And Quran is not which is in Mus'haf, remember. With the printed version, although we call it, it's Quran. It is actually Mus'haf. Quran, it becomes Quran once a believer reads it. Once a believer, Quran comes from Qara'a. When a believer reads it, then only becomes Quran, and the methodology Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, not like other kitabs. Tawrat and Injil, it was all was revealed as one. In scripture it was revealed. And the prophets used to refer from it. But Quran was not like that. Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he read it out. He used to read, إِنَّهُ لَتُلَقَّ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حكيم عليم. لتلقى القرآن. تلقي. تلقي means pronunciation, reading it out. إلقاء. We call لقمة. When you know someone is reading, you follow it. When he misses, you give it. تلقي of the Quran. So this is something very, very important that we try and build a very close relationship. There's two type of ibadah. Some people say, okay, we need to understand. Yes. But understanding tafaqquh, tadabbur of the Quran, it's an ibadah on its own. It's a different ibadah. Tilawatul Quran and istima' al Quran, reading the Quran and listening to the Quran, it's another ibadah on its own. So that's why we try at least in month of Ramadan, stand in salah and listen to the entire Quran while the huffaz are reading. We listen to the entire Quran in salah. But many a time what happens? We don't really attentively listen to it. We just stand. Attentive listening means you must be able, every word must penetrate through your ear. Kha, fa, tha, tha. You must feel it. Every word. It's like a pearl falls down. You must be able to count. They used to actually give concentration. You know how? Making from one room, another room, make the pearls drop. When drop, You don't hear. You just listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You count. This is a training to get attended. To see. They do it in, I don't know here whether they do it in kindergartens and all that. Back home, I know for the kids to see that whether they are properly hearing. They will say one, first they will drop five, and then they reduce and ask how many was dropped. They don't see it. They just have to count it. 1, 2, 3. So when we stand in Salatul Taraweeh, do we hear every single letter harf? We just stand. It has to go through. You must feel, oh. For that is the reason, Allahu Akbar, you know, there is a science on its own. It's a science of qira'ah. Science of qira'ah, we, the qurra, will concentrate on pronunciation of every single letter. When that every single letter, that's sometimes when you combine and do, for example, you say, waladdin, say, waladdin. There is waw, lam, and dad. You have to be training, and the qurras will train you to make sure that every single letter is properly pronounced, so you can differentiate between waw, lam, and dad, and then after dad, dal, and again, there is lam. Waladdin. See, there is a lam, and then ya and noon. So every single letter, this is called attentive listening. Attentive listening. Every single letter has to go through. This is what Jibreel alayhi salam used to do it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam used to do it. Every Ramadan, this used to happen. Jibreel alayhi salam listened to sallallahu alayhi wasallam's qira'ah. So the qira'ah, the science of qira'ah and ijazah begins from there. Jibreel alayhi salam gave ijazah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then from there onwards it came down. Every single letter. And we need to try as much as possible, see that how can I improve that? How can I improve? Istima is very, when the Quran goes through, Allahu Akbar. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِطُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Istima means you give for the Quran. When the Quran is been read, give attentive listening. Attentive listening. You have to hold on to it. Quran has been read. So attentiveness comes through two things. One is, once you can recognize every letter's pronunciation, it will be so sweet on you. And you get irritated when a qari or a hafil doesn't pronounce it properly because you know it. You'll feel it because you have been going through and you want to differentiate and listen to every letter. When he doesn't listen to it, it just run through. There's no ada of harf. Every huruf, you have to give ada. That means completion of every single letter. It's a duty of every single letter. It has to be read. Because the hadith, remember, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, when telling about the reward for every letter, we have how many rewards? 10. And then he said, I'm not saying alif, lam, mim is one letter. He's saying that alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and mim is one letter. So every single letter has to be read properly, and you have to listen to it properly. Then you get this complete reward of what? Each letter, the 10 reward of Allah. And you know what is the benefit that we get? Remember, the Quran is something. Once you make the Quran your companion in this life, Quran will never let you down. You become the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Man hum ya Rasulallah? Hum ahlul Quran says. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. From the people, Allah don't actually, Allah has samad. Allah doesn't claim Allah has children, no. It's the greatest crime to say that, right? But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has a family from people. Why? Family means that, you know, company. Family means you having some dependability. Family means that closeness is there. It doesn't mean Allah need the family. No. It's that the honor Allah is giving those people who are associating with the Quran. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ هُمْ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ. They are the people of Quran. People of Quran. To do that, we need to have a close relationship with the Quran. There should be halaqas. We have, mashallah, we have many huffaz. You know, 2 tarawih has been read. In each tarawih, at least 5 huffaz are there. And everyone's Quran is different, in different level, yes, different stages. What we know as awam, what is our stage? I would love, inshallah, talk with the our group, our management, and have one halqa, where you, I read and you all repeat, or one hafiz read and all of you repeat. It's we need to do a khatam like that, together. The blessing, you go all over, Allahu Akbar. You know, especially in India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, in this part of the world, we don't really see that. But when you go to all the other part of the world, you see in month of Ramadan, very less lectures. It's only halqa of Quran everywhere. The masjid will be echoing with the Quran. There is one qari, 5 people there. There's another qari, 5 people are there, 10 all over. Because everyone wants to listen to the Quran, read to the Quran. They are sitting, someone is teaching the dars of Quran. It's all got to do with the Quran. It's the month of Quran, and we beautify it by reading the Quran. We fill our life with the barakah by reading and trying to understand the Quran. And how much even deep you go. Allahu Akbar. I was attending online classes these days on understanding the deeper meaning called Tafsir al-Balaghi. Tafsir, it's explanation, exegesis of the Quran with regard to the linguistic. There's so many tafsirs are there. One is Tafsir Ahkami with regard to rulings. Tafsir of with regard to the Sababun Nuzul, when it was revealed, what was the context. And Tafsir of the story behind and all that. This is Tafsir of the linguistic, meaning to appreciate the language Allah used. The language Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. Oh, and this Ustad, beautifully, you know, I learned something very new this Ramadan. I want to share with you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select the words. The selection of the words is also unique. That's the reason. So 1400 years have passed. Allah's challenge with regard to Quran, first, it's a linguistic challenge, because the Arabs at that time, they were poets. They used the highest standard of Arabic language, and they had different dialect. You know, Quran can be read Saba Tahruf. There is preserved, accepted version of narration, of recitation of the Quran is there more than 10. From every Qari can be traced back. There are some others, some shahs, you call it, you cannot go trace back it. It's very rare ones. But popular ones, 10 and plus. Everyone is protected. So it's first is the linguistic miracle of the Quran. It's impossible. No one, no author, no one can match. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses a word, He chooses very, very appropriate, and Allah gave that richness to the Arabic language, and Arabic language became so rich language. Not some people say, you know, it was already a rich language. No. It became so rich language because Quran was revealed in that language. And the standard of grammar, the standard of what do you call, literature and all that, it comes from where? From the Quran. It came from Quran. And the beautiful one story he explains about Surah Al-Baqarah. Just say Surah Baqarah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, it's about 2.5 Jews. Longest surah. Alif Lam Mim, سيقول and تلك الرسل almost half. That's the whole surah. That's the longest surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have named the surah. Then there's a question about the name of the Quran. Was it ulama later on named it or Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They call it tawfiqi aw ijtihadi. Tawfiqi means it is from Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ijtihadi means scholars who came after that. Majority scholars' opinion is tawfiqi. The name selection is from whom? From Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one else came and named. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named it, saying that this is Baqarah and put these ayats here, this ayat here. It was ordered. They said, why it has been selected as Baqarah? Because if you go through Surah Baqarah, you find so much of ahkamat about fasting, all about ruling. Story about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Bani Israel, Adam alayhi salam, so many important prophets. It could have named something else. Why Baqarah? Did anyone think? Baqarah is cow, right? If you take, what is the significant about it? Is any significant? It's only in one place. It's less than half a page Allah discuss about the Baqarah, right? قَالُوا ذُعَلْنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِي إِنَّ الْبَقَرَةَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. It goes on. Only half a page is spoken about the Baqarah. Sometimes we don't get it. Allahu Akbar, this Ustaz was teaching me. He's saying, we sometimes don't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in each surah, Allah tried to bring and, you know, emphasize a point. So the name is being taken from that, the point which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to emphasize. All other matters are coming along. What Allah is trying to emphasize in Surah Baqarah? Okay, the story of cow, how does it come? In Bani Israel, a person has been killed, murdered. Now they want to know who is the killer. They came to the Prophet, they came and said, you know, a death has taken place, now we want to know the culprit, who did it? And Allah's answer is that, you have to slaughter Baqarah. Then the story comes, they ask, what type of it? Go on. And then what happened? Eventually they did it. And then when they throw the flesh on that dead body, what happened? Came to life. And then told who killed. This is the story. You know, the entire Surah Baqarah, every interval, Allah is trying to emphasize one thing. I want you all to, inshallah, go through. This is just the whole work to see how come, in how many places Allah is speaking about life and death. Surah Baqarah emphasize is on life and death. Allah picked that name Baqarah because that is a very unique story. So that the believer's attention will come to the story not because of Baqarah, because of what? Allah gives life and Allah takes life. In another place in Surah Baqarah, Anna yuhi hadhihi al-mawta. Isn't it there? Anna yuhi hadhihi al-mawta. How Allah is going to give life to this dead one. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked this question. And Allah thought the same story happens there. What? The birds were slaughtered and came to life. There is another story where a person passed by a city. Again in Surah Baqarah. A person passed by a city and he finds the entire city is dead. So much as no life exists. Then the person is asking, how Allah is going to give life? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِيَتَعَمْ. Allah made that person die for 100 years. ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. And then Allah gave him life again. Allah resurrected him again. And then asked, how long did you stay? This all got to do with Allah is giver of the life and Allah takes the life. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّي. Ibrahim alayhi salam argues with the Namrud. And Ibrahim alayhi salam's argument is what? Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. My Rabb Allah is the one who gives life and death. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to emphasize, after every single episode you go down, I give life and I take life. No one else has that authority and no one can do that. And Allah is Hayy and Qayyum. Ever living is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ever living is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the end also, how does it surah beautifully end? We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. You know, that's how وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. We end with asking a beautiful dua. So I just brought this because, you know, so amazing. If you go through every single day, if you learn, remain a student of the Quran. Remain. The more, this is something I learned this year. There are so many things. When you remain as a student, you must keep remaining a student and you learn, you deeper. And the deeper you understand, the deeper you understand, you start building a love. There's two things. Now all Muslims have respect for the Quran. They revere the Quran, oh Quran. Right? But how many of us love the Quran? It's a question. We all respect. Respect is different, love is different. Right? You need to have respect and then from there you can build on. But the level, that is just the beginning. If you don't respect it, you won't love it at all. Respect is least here. That's the minimum. We all respect. We're not going to argue. We take so much. We will kiss it. We'll keep it in our chest. We'll read. We tell our children to learn. We make sure that, you know, children learn the Quran. Lots of respect. But then, we need to love the Quran. Loving Quran is that you have a deeper relationship one after another. How do you go through? Emphasizes and see when you go deeper and deeper, you understand. Amazing. Because you start loving Quran means you are loving whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you read Quran, is Allah is talking to you. Remember, brothers and sisters. Allah is talking to you. Allah is communicating and it's so beautiful. So beautiful when you start understanding, when you start going deep, it's so beautiful, amazing. It will actually lighten up. That's the noor, that's the oil Allah refers in Surah An-Nur. That is a sajara. Every single word in the Quran is kalimatun tayyiba. Every single word in the Quran is kalima tayyiba. What is kalima tayyiba? It's a pure and a good word. Pure and a good word is equal to a healthy ka shajaratin tayyiba, healthy tree. Right? It's like healthy. Asluha sabit wa faruha fi sama. And that's a healthy tree. And Allah refers in the, when it comes to Allah, refers to the noor. Allah is a noor as samawati wal ard. He is a noor, light of the heavens and the earth. An example for the noor of Allah, Allah says, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتِ. It's like a lamp. فِيهَا مِسْبَاحِ. In that lamp there is a mirror, a glass. الْمِسْبَاحُ فِي الزُّجَاجَةِ. And then the glass is there. الزُّجَاجَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبُ. The mirror is like the star. Because the reflection. The lamp, the mirror is there, it reflects and it illuminates it. Kawkabun durriyu yuqad. And it will be so shining. And yuqadu min shajaratin zaytuna. Min shajara zaytuna. And from a tree, the oil. Zayt here is not olive. It's just oil. It means oil. Oil. From which tree? That's a kalima tayyiba. And that oil is connected. We need to connect to that nur, that is a nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there in the Quran. شجرات زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. So many reference when it comes to the Quran is a connecting. You need to keep that lamp, has to be kept lit always. That has to be to keep it, you know, burning. What we have to do to keep putting oil. The oil is from the Quran. That's it comes. Oil is from the Quran. You move. If it dries off, it's not going to be light now. You need that light only will give hidayah. In Surah Baqarah, Allah refers that also. There are some people, the munafiqun, Allah says, that it's like lightning. The light comes, when they're so bright, they walk, and suddenly it disappears. It disappears. No, we cannot do that. We need to have a torch, light with us right through in our journey. Right through. That is the light, nur of the Quran. The nur is come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, my respected brothers, this is what we are trying in month of Ramadan. It is a blessing of Allah. It is all your du'as. Actually, this Ramadan, I never thought I will be able to make it here because, you know, back home situation and all that. It's all Allah's qudra. You know, Allah decides what, who lives and who has to go, when, we, how long we live, how, when we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decides. But alhamdulillah, all your brothers and sisters, your dua, your love, alhamdulillah, Allah brought me here. So inshallah, we will go through the remaining days, inshallah, after Asr and after Fajr, concentrate more on how we connect and benefit from the Quran and appreciate the Quran so that we can, you know, gather enough oil to keep our heart illuminated, that our lamp, you know, burning for the whole year, inshallah. For the whole year, it has to, the light, we need that oil and we need to extract that oil from the Quran. How do we extract? More we read, more we understand, more we try to connect, more we reflect and appreciate every single word, and then we try to understand, you know, get that enough, and inshallah, that will take us through. And definitely, in day of Qiyamah, only Quran and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one else can do shafa'at for us. No one can speak on behalf of us. Not even Ibrahim alayhi salam, not Adam alayhi salam, not Isa alayhi salam, no one. No one. Only Quran and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the two things that we need to hold on to. That's what I say. But I'm leaving behind you what? Kitab Allah wa sunnati. Allahu Akbar. That's what sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we take it very literal. No, it's not just a matter of arguing Quran sunnah. No, it's a matter that you hold on. Kitab Allah wa sunnati Rasul. So when you have this, that is the one we're going to help us. In day of Qiyamah, nothing else. So for that, my dear brothers, we all know, we all have different contexts and go on. And this is one question I'll ask you, inshallah. This question I will not answer today. Inshallah, last lecture, I'll again ask you all. And if I don't get the answer, I will answer it. What do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? Allah doesn't want anything from us. He doesn't want anything. If anyone say, oh, Allah is faqir, Allah in need of this, that means it's something wrong. It's aqidah is not correct. Right? Allah doesn't want anything from us. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says in the Quran, He wants one thing. Only one thing reaches Allah. Nothing else. Our charity doesn't reach. Our qurban doesn't reach. Nothing will reach. Our salah, nothing. Nothing will reach Allah. Just think about it, what it is, inshallah. So, our whole lecture will go on. I'll try to connect there so that we have, why I'm telling this, so you will have some focus, inshallah. We'll try to have some focus. Inshallah, the recordings also will be there. Whoever misses, try to take the recording, listen to it. Allah wants something from us. Only one thing. Very expensive thing. Inshallah. Allah make us, all of us, inshallah, among those who will be accepted, inshallah, connected with the Quran. And this is the moment, you know, time of iftar is a moment of dua, inshallah. We'll be talking about it, inshallah. So don't miss and don't undermine the du'as that you ask in time of iftar and sahar. If you can write and ask, and you see in your life, Allah will give you exactly that, or better than that, or Allah will protect you from some harm. Allahu Akbar. Amazing. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the moments our du'as are accepted. So please make du'a for everyone. Make du'a for me, my family, and for all the entire ummah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine. You know, they are going on. They are marabitun. They are holding on. It's so much of difficulty. May Allah, you know, grant them victory, inshallah. Actually, they are zalikal fawzul kabir. Whatever it is, it's victory. They resist holding on for more than 170 days. Just imagine, the whole superpower of the world in one side, they're alone. It's like Suratul Ahzab, you know. Everyone is surrounded. And what happened? Their iman only increased. No one was with them. Still no one is there. Even surrounding countries, no one. They are fighting this battle alone. But it is because of their firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty. And you see, they are just living another life. So may Allah grant them victory in this world. As well, and hereafter, may Allah accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.